So with a word, I'd like to appear on the screen, if possible. Teacher. The word teacher. This is what Mary said to Jesus. Teacher, what does it make you think of? What does it make you think of? Anybody? Oh, God, I've got it. Your teachers. Anybody else? Anybody else want to give it? Go on, Alec? The prison of school. Okay, school though, we've got that word school. Go on. Your mum, because she's a teacher. Can I just ask her a minute? Are you a real teacher or a teacher? She is a real teacher, that's good. Good, good, good. As opposed to an unreal teacher, if you know what I mean. Okay, school, that's interesting. Teacher, your teacher. Go on.
Annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just move on to the next picture. Well, hang on a minute. Here we go. The class of 1996. So I worked out that most of them would be about 31 now. I haven't altered, I know, but 31. Gosh, does make me feel old. I wonder where they are now, and I wonder what they're doing now. They were the, I'm looking at it, they were one of the good classes, one of the nice classes that I had. Okay, we can go to a blank screen now then, please. We don't need that one anymore. I don't think we're surprised, really, that when we hear the word teacher, we think of school. And particular people perhaps come to our mind, good or bad. But Mary called Jesus a teacher. She cried out, teacher. Do we think of Jesus as a teacher? Mary comes to the tomb. She sees Jesus who has died on the cross. His body was taken down and placed in the tomb on Good Friday. She's grieving. She's grieving the death of Jesus. And when she comes to the tomb and sees that the body's no longer there, what does she do? She falls down and she cries. Perhaps she feels helpless, sad, doesn't know what to do, lost. Jesus dead, and now his body has actually gone. Will she survive? Will she be able to put the next step forward? Well, to help us think about why Mary may have called Jesus teacher, I need a couple of people to come and help me. I wonder if I've got a couple of volunteers. Oh, okay. As you two came up first to come and do the actions for that song, you better come. Right, you need to come and look at this on the screen. You need to do it together. I suddenly realised I've put them in the wrong order, haven't I? Okay. Right, can you look at that? Okay. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's a treasure map. Okay. Do you know what it might be a map of? Okay. Can you find the treasure? Go on then. Well, how do you know where treasure is on a treasure map? What's normal? Okay, so there's, yeah, slightly odd font there. It says treasure is here, but there's also an X. Where normally would you find treasure on a treasure map? At the X. So where is that? Well, or is it the other way around? Now look. Yeah? Can you go and find the treasure? Go and find the treasure then. Have you found the treasure? Yes. Funnily enough, an Easter egg. Okay, if you'd like to go and sit down then, now. So they found the treasure, and they knew where to find the treasure because they knew that X marks the spot. Even though there are two clues on there that say treasure is here, that's not how we know how a treasure map works. Who taught them to know that X marked the spot? Who taught that to them? Probably they will never know who actually taught them the skill of reading a treasure map. But a treasure map leads to treasure. That's the whole idea of it. Earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus says these words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is a description of the ultimate teacher. Jesus, through his death on the cross and his coming back to life on Easter Day, demonstrates to us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Last picture, please. If we were to think about a baby, in order for them to survive, they need to learn, and this requires someone to teach them. Parents are often the first to teach a baby, and as they grow and develop, they'll be taught life skills, how to dress, how to feed themselves, how to play, how to use an iPad these days. A baby who does not have effective teachers around them can lead to a failure to thrive. Medics, just go with me, I know it's a particular issue, but a failure to thrive. Jesus says to each one of us, "I am the way. I am the one who has gone through death and come back to life. If you follow me, you will know the way. I am God. Come with me. I am the truth. I am the one who is God, who has taken your wrong so that you might live a life of truth. I can help you to know the truth. I am the life. I am the life in all its fullness, and this life is for you as well. I give life, and we live life together." Without Jesus, we cannot be fully who we are meant to be. There will always be a Jesus-shaped hole inside of us. It's not that Jesus will take over and control us, becoming a robot. Instead, he will teach us gently and repeatedly with unending love. Jesus will teach us in the everyday living of life, at school, at work, at home. He'll teach us when things are good as well as when things are difficult. How do we respond to that? Actually, it's very simple. We, like Mary, turn and cry out, "Teacher," and Jesus will come and meet with us. Something we need to do time and time again. This morning, as we remember the events of the first Easter day, and we come and receive bread and wine or a blessing, we are turning to Jesus and meeting with him, acknowledging our need for Jesus to be part of who we are. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for that first Easter morning when Jesus came back to life. We thank you that we can know Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Help us, Lord, to cry out to you, our teacher, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, to know you as you lead and guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.